I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Who's this, Jim? I don't know, really.
I believe it's Outkast.
Oh, well. Huh. I really didn't know that. This would have been the Mattman, Who Can Matt Beat Now song to use.
Really? You didn't? You really didn't?
No, I did.
From The Love Below?
Yeah. From Speaker Box.
No, The Love Below.
Oh.
It ain't Outkast, it's Andre.
It is.
3,000.
It's where Outkast put out solo albums.
What happened to them? Why did Outkast break up? What did they get heat about? Andre went and became a movie star, and Big Boy just started hanging out with Killer Mike.
I think Big Boy wants to rap, and Andre wants to be a weird guy.
Yeah, they kind of just took a break.
Yeah.
Slick Rick was, not available. So
Andre 3000 looks like he'd be best friends with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Andre is more authentic about it than Cam Newton, though.
Oh, yeah.
Big Boy is always on the gas. That's what he calls smoking weed.
Andre 3000 is weird. Cam Newton desperately wants to be.
Andre 3000 would be like, I'll go to a thrift shop. Cam Newton would go to a haberdasher.
Yeah.
Cam haberdasher.
Custom order a $12,000 hat to wear one time.
Haberdasher.
Andre 3000 would make one out of like bath towels and paper mache.
Yes. Atlians. A.T. Atlians.
Uh-huh.
I called it Atlians for years.
Dude, me too.
Atlians. Paige, you had an album. It was A-T-L-I-E-N-S.
Yeah.
They're from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
So for years, I thought it was Atlians.
Yeah, I thought it was too, because before I ever heard it or heard of them, I saw that cassette tape for sale at gas stations in the Po Mill area.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was A-T-L-I-E-N-S.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Like that now. Mm-hmm. You better go and get the hump about your back now.
Word.
And I remember it because the cover art really jumped out back then.
Oh, yeah.
It stood out, man.
Oh, yeah.
The neon green.
Yeah. Okay. This afternoon, on your way home from work, and you know, I'm going to quit responding to negativity on social media, but not everybody gets off at 5 o'clock. So when I said earlier, if you love the show, when you get in the car at 5 o'clock and go home, you get to listen to another afternoon show of us for Valentine's Day from 5 until 7. Some people don't get off until 7, and they won't be able to hear it. So to that man or woman, I couldn't tell by your picture, I'm sorry you have to work till 7.
They got jobs where you got to work till 5?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Some people have that, yeah.
I feel for you, man.
Believe it or not.
Okay. They usually start at like 8 o'clock, too.
God, what are you going to do? Okay. I want to work all day.
I'd get bored.
Remember yesterday when I went and went to the bathroom before the last headlines?
Oh, yeah.
I saw two members of management walking in the front door, and I was like, my Lord, it's 9:25. Yeah. Business day's then going. You got to be in by the time the stock market ticker starts.
Nah.
Yeah. They can do what they want.
Yeah.
No rules.
I'm not going to say who it was. It's not even. It doesn't even matter, Bob McLean. We have a service that we offer to you, the P1s, and feel free to share it with people. You know, this is to just get the poison out, get the venom out, sail into the weekends. That's what we work for, according to Fat Boy, Lover Boy, excuse me. And it's a voicemail set up 24/7 for you to call. We encourage you to speak your mind. And, of course, if you say too much, we censor it as required by the FCC. And then we put the uncensored version out later on this weekend. You ready? Take that as a yes.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 860.
2-4-1. Y'all sing it with me this time, please.
2-4-1-4-3-1-8.
That hasn't burned all the way out yet. I like it.
It's got a good cadence, a little five-knuckle shuffle cadence. That's
the clap good. For Facebook fussing, you know, like yesterday on social media, somebody had tweeted hashtag Facebook fussing and people were responding with five clap emojis.
Mm-hmm.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
I love that.
Five claps.
Next time we're on stage at a major event, Jimmy, I want to do like the guy said. We should go Facebook fussing and then see if the crowd responds.
We should.
That'll be our thing. Okay.
Why don't you do it tonight?
Maybe.
Well, a stage, it's taller than 5 feet off the ground.
Oh.
864.
Were you picky?
241-4318. Heat or nah?
Yeah, there's some heat.
There's some heat. All right.
Got to be some heat.
It's gotten so popular, y'all, that this has moved into two segments on a Friday show. And Friday show real estate is very valuable, so you know it's going to be a good one. Here it is, the FOF line, 864-241-4318.
I'm sick of tired going to work and my crane has disappeared out of the damn way. Then I go back to work again the next morning and the crane is not there. How the fuck am I supposed to do my motherfucking job, you stupid motherfucking Robert dumbass motherfuckers? Sick and tired going to work every morning. My crane is moved or gone. I need my damn crane back, you stupid motherfucker. Have a good guys.
Have a good guys?
Have a good guys? I think somebody said have a good guys.
That's probably for you, Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good guys.
Oh, I'd love to.
Leave his crane
have
alone.
Have a good guys.
Have a good guys.
Have a good guys.
Have a good does.
I don't know what he said.
Can't never could, won't never would.
Isn't it awesome when you drive by and see it 2 miles in the air?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Why? Like, the thing about it is you see that the cement mixers or whatever, they always lift them off the ground. Like, not even like 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 feet off the ground. They'll lift it up way up in the air.
Yep.
But what if you just steal the crane? Steal the crane and drive home the cement mixer.
Apparently but then it's somebody's, hard to steal the crane.
Yeah, but somebody's moving his.
You might have a drunk boss or you might work for an embezzler.
Goodness.
Because I don't know how you can just break into a crane and hotwire it and steal it.
It's a lot of money.
You hotwire anything.
Can you now?
Dude, there's YouTube channels set up on it, it's intended for you to, if you lock your keys in your car or you need to hotwire your own car, but you can look it up for almost every vehicle.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's a DIY how-to video series.
When we were coming up, you know, there was a long flathead screwdriver with a wooden handle was the key to some cars.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if you could do that now.
Dude, at one point, I had a Slim Jim that I got from a cop. I also had a water meter turn-on key that I got from a water company.
I had channel locks for that.
It's like, you shut it off, I'll turn it back on.
Yeah, I got one of those in my garage.
Those are great.
I don't know where it came from, but I have one.
Well, it might be mine. It
used to be a power company in Greer that would leave breakers outside the house and never turn off.
We know, yeah. Oh, yes. I remember how we knew that too.
Flip it over.
I miss her. I hate she doesn't work with us anymore. Sweet lady.
Oh, life hacks.
864-2. Yeah, well, look, to apply it to our everyday life, I get pissed off when stuff in here is moved around. Yeah. I get it. I mean, yeah. I can see the chair. He can't see his crane. I can see the chair mm-hmm. slung all the way over there, and that pisses me off.
Yeah, if we come here on a Monday during football season, stuff's bantied about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like
it. It's chaotic.
We came in here one day after they were in here doing their little football show. There was a hole in the wall.
I know.
Somebody put, I'm like, you guys throwing
let's,
balls
let's
in here.
Let's rewrite the narrative. We didn't put that hole story. In the wall.
Somebody pointed out he's talking about an indoor crane, like an overhead crane you'd use in a factory or warehouse setting. Like kind of like the ones that you use in GTA 5.
Like for a fulfillment center?
Like or a factory or a lot of, I mean, any big-ass building probably has them in there somewhere doing something. You know, it's like the one you use in GTA 5 at the port.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that type of crane.
Man.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah. Well, do you have to have any kind of license to do that?
I don't know.
It's OSHA, I guess.
You got to have a forklift license.
That's a good point. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
I'll say what I got to say. Bill Dance, man. The fisherman. Why the f*** does he make it look so damn easy to fish, man? I get out there, I got damn chairs all over me, all kinds of shit you got to bring out there. Then you get hung and snagged on the first time. It's supposed to be relaxing. Well, now I'm 33, and it's not relaxing, man. Nobody wants to go, which that's fine. I normally bring a doobie. Dropped it in the water last time. What the f*** is going on? Aww. I can't even fish anymore, man. I'm too old to skateboard. What the f*** am I supposed to do? Collect baseball cards? Get the f*** out of here. This is P1. Legalize it, please. Peace out.
Oh, boy. Now, you see on the TV shows, Bill Dance makes it look easy because you only get 30 minutes of his 8-hour fishing day.
The outtakes are gold.
But in reality, he's like the trolling motor ran away from him and drug him off the back of the boat.
Oh, it drove through the woods on his quad and then came out without it.
Yeah, he went to throw the anchor off the boat and fell in the lake.
Like, he hooks himself so often.
He
does. He'll hook.
Losing Tennessee ball caps left and right.
Dude, he hooked himself and he slung that Tennessee ball cap out into the water. And, like, I don't think he cusses either. So he's like Joe Pesci in Home Alone. Friggin' hat.
Darn it. It's real quiet and he got legit scared because his damn dog takes off and dives.
The problems he's had with trailers and trailer hitches and, man, getting the boat in the water and getting the boat out of the water. And, like, one time he had, like, a battery he was trying to change on the boat and he wound up falling in the water with the new battery and couldn't go nowhere because he just soaked his battery.
He walks into his trailer hitch all the time.
He does. And that hurts like a... Blanking, blank.
Not now, because you want to continue to listen to the FOF line. But at some point today, if you need a good laugh, go on YouTube and just put in Bill Dance bloopers.
Like the one where he closes the tailgate of the truck and breaks 3 or 4 fishing poles.
Wasn't there like a wardrobe malfunction as well? Like, was he hanging out of his britches once?
But the best part is he never cusses.
Probably. He doesn't, no.
Friggin' punk.
They had burned rods.
It doesn't sound fun.
Oh, it's great. It's him. It's him screwing up. It's not somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just part of fishing, right?
I know.
Part of fishing is going to be the nightmare that happens every time you go.
And the only thing you catch is a buzz. I know the deal.
Yeah. I've been fishing with Jimmy Jack Jackie humpteen times. Never once have I caught a fish with him. Never once has he caught a fish with me.
Never. We don't catch fish together.
Yep.
We were together when we just found those videos just by chance. God, that was great.
Did Fat Boy go... Did you go on the fishing trip with us the time with Mo Ike and Dave Guida?
No,
Fat Boy never went on one of those.
That was like I was in my 30s, and to me that was like a childhood memory now.
Yeah,
because it was like something you do with like your teenage buddies. Like it was something else. We had good talks out in the middle of the woods.
Yep.
We had various libations too. We had vibrators.
You did.
We didn't have vibrators, but it was a trolling motor.
I could just see Guido casting his rod and he's just looking at ball cards.
I just saw a tree fall on Bill Dance, all right, while he's fishing on his boat.
Everybody caught fish but us. Yeah. Nine and I just cancel each other out.
Yep.
Well, we really do.
You try.
But I love fishing, and especially if you go with somebody that you like talking to.
Uh-huh.
If you go by yourself and you don't have any nibbles or anything, it sucks.
It does.
Big ones.
It's awful.
But if you go with a friend and, you know, you're having a couple beers or, in your case, a couple dubs, you're going to have a good time either way.
Looking
at nature. Pretty. 864.
There he goes, throwing the anchor in and then ain't tied off to nothing.
Bless him.
But he also lost 3 fishing poles in a rope.
God, man, he slides down the bank.
Did they all ever sell those as like a VHS tape?
Dude, I'd buy one now, even though I don't have VCR.
Fishing bloopers.
If Dorf sold a million VCR to VHS tapes, then by God, Bill Dance bloopers. They should put him on AFV instead of Alfonso Ribera.
They should. Oh, there he is closing the gate on the poles, man. I can't handle
it. Oh, yeah, you watched the 4-wheeler yet where he goes in the woods.
I know. I'll get there after work.
It's crazy you guys are talking about Bill Dance. Me and my friends always wonder how he makes his hat stand up so tall.
He barely puts it on.
He leaves the cardboard in it.
Is that what he does?
I think so.
The front of it, the T is the tallest T I've ever seen on a Tennessee Volunteers hat.
You might have got that from Johnny Majors.
Man. 864-241-4318. We'll do one more here, slice it in half, and come back and do another half of the FOF line.
Listen, Rise guys, I got some heat for you. Matt, man, you've been the anchor of the show, keeping everything fresh, new content. Paige, all you do is read headlines off a newspaper. Not very original, but I still love you. 9, you got to get your health under control. You're always sick. You surround yourself with pets and bang puppets. The GD devil is your pleasure puppet. You need more friends. And for the guy on War of the Roses yesterday, no wonder your damn wife left you. You're a bad liar. You was going to give your wife an earring you found in the Walmart parking lot. I mean, give me a break, fat boy. You love you guys.
I think the fat boy part was edited down, I feel like.
Yeah.
He slung some mud and then it's just a simple fat boy blank you.
Sometimes that's all I get is a blank you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's all I give.
Yeah. I give none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what he's been out of shape about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
That's a good point about war, though.
About the guy lying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
About
well.
The
earring.
Yeah. Can you slide one more in real quick?
Sure.
I know you said one, but.
Yeah, go for it. Do it, Fabo. Do it.
You know, I'm a broke, struggling bitch, and I had four dollars this morning to go buy an iced coffee from. And you know what they do? They f it up every time. Tell me how hard it is to mash a button on a machine. You don't even have to f-ing do anything but mash the right damn button, and they f it up every time. So now, here I am with coffee, no money, and it's f-ing raining. So that's great. No wonder they make f-ing minimum wage. No, actually, they make more than I do, and I'm a registered nurse. So, you know what? F-ing you, and f-ing your damn coffee.
You gotta mash the button.
You gotta mash the buttons all.
I get it when you're expecting something that tastes good and it's caca.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So ain't it weird that when this is a weird psychological thing?
I know exactly where you're going to go with it.
No,
I saw your body tense up when she said one particular thing.
Go ahead, no, Mike. It's just a weird psychological thing I've always noticed in myself and other people as well. Like if you have $6, you start looking at something that costs $4, like, oh yeah, man. But if you have plenty of money and you're not worried about money, then you won't even think about spending that $4.
Yep.
It's kind of like it takes money to make money kind of thing. Like the broker you are, the more stuff you want.
Yeah, because what happens is when you're broke, you're usually down and out and depressed. And what do a lot, not just women, but I've done it myself. What
Hell
do
yeah.
a lot of people do? Retail therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll sit there. Even my thing is, though, I'll go on like Amazon Prime and I'll find it. I'll load up my cart and then I'll go back through it at the end and say, do I really want this? If not, I'll leave it in my cart till I get depressed again, and then I look
yeah.
at it.
Right?
But it's also that like you start looking at stuff like, hey, man, I'm broke, but I can afford that.
Yeah. I'm swinging.
Or Amazon will say, oh, is this too much? We can break it into six easy payments for you.
Yeah.
Like they'll tell you, like, you can afford this over the next half year.
Yeah, really.
864-241-4318. That lady is a registered nurse and could save your life one day.
Yep. So, you better somebody buy her an iced coffee.
Get her a coffee ASAP.
And don't blank it up.
Rocky. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. The other half of the FOF line.
The Planet. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet.
I almost think when we come back in the second half, we just play the theme again. But, you know, time permits us not that availability today. 864-241.
Most
weeks. It happens. 241-4318. The FOF line, you call it when you get upset. If your Valentine's Day sucks, call it. If you didn't get what you were expecting for Valentine's Day, oh boy, call it. Call it 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
I am so tired of hearing all these baby daddies call and cuss and complain about their baby mamas when they ain't doing shit. My baby daddy lives in a whole state away. My child is all these years old, and they won't pay for anything. And now they're mad because I sent them to court for child support. No, I'm going to go to jail. Well, that's your own fault. Maybe if you help me support your kid. Then I sit in there, I'm listening to all these other baby daddies sit here. Oh, well, I have to owe this much money, $10,000. Holy shit, how the f*** did you get that far and not do anything for your kid? How are you not in jail? My father was in jail like a week after he missed one child support payment, and then he never got laid again. Like, what the f*** is wrong with you people? Like, can you take care of your children? You sat there, and you made this child. Yet you're going to sit here and not pay for them. You're not going to care for them. You're not there. You come around and you're like the best daddy ever, and that's wonderful. But then as soon as you're gone, you forget. How do you forget that you're a father? How do you forget you're a parent? Oh, wait, you got a new boo? You're amazing daddy now, right? Got to show off. How f***ing stupid are you?
Rack 'em.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know, man. That, you know, over the course of doing this show for, what, this is season 18, episode 21? 22? That's been the continual thing as child support. Over and over again, child support, child support, child support. The guy the other day, the woman, what was it he was griping about? He gave her money for child support, and she makes like 180 grand a year. And he's like, why am I giving you child support? I make 30 grand a year. He's like, because I'm taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
What? Expletive.
This is the time where they fight over the credits. Like, I'm going to claim them. No, I'm claiming them. Well, I take care of the little bastards all year. I'm claiming them.
It's supposed to be whoever the child lives with, you know, full or you know, primary custody is the word.
You should let the kid pick, right?
No,
you want daddy to claim you. You want
no, because then you'd start being their friend and not their parent because you're trying to get that 1500.
Turn into a competition.
Yeah.
864. No, it's not. 864-241-4318. Three more to go. This week's FOF line.
You know what? I've been holding this in for too damn long. So this is what the I'm going to say. I'm so tired of hearing about the damn president and the politics and all the voting. I am so tired of hearing about this bullshit. I'm sick of hearing it. I've been hearing this for years. It's getting on my nerves. I'm done with this. I'm over it. Okay? I'm done with this. I'm so damn through with this bullshit. I just want to take all of it and put it into one big giant ball of and toss it into the deepest, darkest depths of hell. Okay? Ooh. That's what I want to f***ing do. To hell with it all. There's more f***ing important in my mind than that bullshit. The politics, the voting, all that crap. I don't give a f*** about it. Stupid shit. And that's what it is to me. I'm so fed up with hearing from both sides of it. To hell with it. I got more important shit to worry about. I can't f***ing take it anymore. I'm done. Rise Guys kicks ass. Y'all awesome. Later.
Man.
I'm glad I'm on his good side.
I know. Don't run for office.
Absolutely.
That was the devil, right?
You ever seen the movie Falling Down?
Didn't sound like devil to me.
Michael Douglas?
Yeah, he did sound like that when he was getting the coke from the guy in the store.
Devil sounds like, hey, y'all, it's me. It's the devil. That's the devil. That's, devil don't
that's
sound
right.
like that guy.
I mean, you know, look, if you're tired of it now, get ready to get tired of it for 9 more months. Almost. Almost 9 more months. It's like if you go out tonight and don't wear a rubber, think about what 9 months from now is going to be like.
Mess up your deer season.
Yeah.
Deer season?
Yeah.
18 years.
Yeah, she's going to hide your deer stand. She's going to cut it in half.
It'll be deer season in 9 months. Don't get nobody pregnant right now.
Yeah. You got to plan accordingly. I mean, you know, don't watch as much TV. Maybe.
Don't watch the news, man. I watch TV a lot, but I don't see politics. I just watch movies and TV shows and wrestling and stuff.
The political thing I was going to say the other morning we didn't have time for is I do watch TV, and I see internet ads, and I know that we will gladly accept money from anyone who wants to run for any kind of office on this show. But it seems like if you were like – let's not say illegal, but let's say you visited our country for the first time. You never paid attention to American politics. Forgot to check in. You didn't go through Ellis Island. And you just turn on the TV and start watching political ads. You would think that Donald Trump is running against Barack Obama.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Because it started with Tom Steyer, who, the reason I paid attention to this one, Tom Steyer uses an ad where he uses a city councilwoman from Greenwood, South Carolina, who got Obama when he was running for office humpteen, how long was it, 200 or 2000?
Yeah.
Okay. She got the chance. You've seen the thing. Fire it up. She then comes on at the end and says, you should vote for Tom Steyer. It plays it up as though Barack Obama is saying it. Then
Elizabeth Warren, too.
Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. Then Bloomberg is using it. Mm-hmm. They don't even use quotes. They use footage of him talking. And then now, of course, Joe Biden's got to call in his last ditch effort. And now
he
running
ain't got
Obama.
No endorsement.
Well, yeah, he does.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's on. Like, so it looks like the only one that is not using Obama footage yet is Buttigieg.
Yeah, he got a minor one, but you know, Bernie got the AOC, so that's a pretty big one for the progressive socialist Democrat.
But nobody has an official, actual Obama endorsement.
No.
No,
he won't.
That's
nobody.
Right.
He won't. He won't.
But what
and they're
I'm
all
saying,
like, man, I wish I was as popular as that guy was. It's so, all of them are.
But like, I wonder, like, did you know, did back in like the early 80s, let's say with Reagan, did they run old ads from like JFK?
I mean, maybe not for him. They should have vote for Ronnie.
Right.
He guy really likes the ladies, you know what I mean?
But it makes sense for Obama to be the coattails. You're not going to go back to Hillary because it would be.
Well, see, that's something that Caitlin
you know
said.
What I
she
mean?
Said, why is everybody, she said, why is everybody using Obama? I said, because for that party, that was the most beloved figure. And even some Republicans were kind of cool with Obama.
Yeah, he was a very popular guy.
She said, why wouldn't they use Clinton? Everybody loved Clinton. I said, dude, his wife ran, didn't win. He's like, uh-uh. I ain't even touching
he's
this.
He's out of
I'm not even
going to
talk about the race.
Kennedy and Obama, top two, right, ever, for that party.
As far as public love like and admiration?
Yeah, for the Democrats, at least. There's two shining stars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, fat bo.
Republicans don't have any.
Yeah.
Well, they flipped back in the 50s, so they forgot who's who.
It's a transformation, man, like with the Tea Party and the right. You're seeing that now with the progressive socialists and the left.
Yeah, but the thing is that the Tea Party and the you know, more traditional right wing, they were able to kind of come together and agree on some things. But the like more progressive side of the left and the more establishment Democrats, they do not agree. Mm-hmm. And the establishment Democrats will cut throats and screw people over, like, They don't want Bernie to win.
It's going to split them up.
They don't want Bernie to be the nominee.
That dude.
But none of their potential nominees really have a snowball's chance in hell of winning.
But he's so beloved, Bernie Sanders is. Like he's got that he's almost got that Ron Paul momentum. But yet.
How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it just can't crack through to the other side.
You got to groom people, man. Nobody does it. They did with Obama, but you can't do it once every 15, 20 years.
But, you know, I was noticing this during last thing about politics, because people hate it, especially the guy called, is when they show the panel at the Iowa caucus or the debate, I look at Joe Biden and it's like, he's too old. And then I look at Buttigieg and I say, he's too young.
What about Bernie?
Way too old.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it like I don't want to elect or you know push for someone who may die in office. But then again, you're too young. You don't know enough yet.
Right.
That's not even the big knock on him.
Well, I know knock on him.
Oh, Biden.
Old boot.
Oh yeah.
Paige.
Air butt chuck.
Yes, I asked Nine this yesterday, or Fat Boy One, or maybe both. Will we see an openly gay president like Buttigieg, or will we see a female president first?
That's a good question.
Gay president, male or female, or just straight female president? What will happen first?
Out of this group, I would imagine probably gay president would be.
Out of what group? No, I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure we already had one at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He did like to wrestle dudes.
16 or so.
All right,
real quick, though, I think Trump on his last day of his second term will just because he can, be like, yeah, I just want to say I'm trans now, identify as a woman, first female president.
I food owe you.
Just to do it.
Oh, just to be the one that goes down in history as the first.
Yeah, his very last president. Day of his second term, he'll do that.
Boy, you think Iran's pissed now if he did that?
All right.
He'd be the best troll
we
ever.
We have to pay homage to some of our great sponsors, and we'll come back. A couple more FOF line calls. Morning, everybody.
Hey, it's Diesel. 93.3
The Planet Rocks. Guys, morning show. Good morning to you. It is 8:53. We talked a lot, and we've played a lot of FOF line calls. Here's a couple more coming straight at you.
I know the FOF line is supposed to help people vent and get it off their chest. For me, it always pisses me off because there's always some moron, dumbass, calls in with some bullshit. Like that no-nuts, little bitch-faced excuse for a father that called in there wanting to cuss out Matt Man. Look, I don't think you should shelter your kids from anything, because in the world we live in, they're going to find out anyway. And know your source material. It's the f***ing Rise Guys, okay? If you don't want your 8-year-old hearing the word dildo, don't play the Rise Guys while they're in the car. My kids, I got 2 kids, they've watched South Park and listened to Eminem with me since they were 5. And when something comes up, I f***ing explain it to them. I remember my conversations about what a d*** was with both my kids, all right? Oh, okay, Daddy, that makes sense. You see how f***ing easy that was, okay? And you calling in being like, f***ing motherfucker, you've got to explain shit to my kid. If he wants to redeem himself, I want to hear him on the phone play his call in front of his kid and then explain to him what all them words he used meant. Obviously, okay, you're not filtered and you've been allowed into the world. You got to let your kids have that shit too. Man the fuck up and explain it to them, you little bitch. And no, I ain't hiding behind the FOF line. If I saw you face to face, I'd tell you this shit to your face. You're a little bitch. You're a half-ass fucking parent. Man the fuck up. Rise, guys. I fucking love you. This P1 Visions of Gore.
Like him to head my public relations staff.
Visions of Gore, famous from Twitter.
He's passionate.
He is.
Yeah.
I think he used to not like me, but now he does.
Yeah.
Or at least he took up for me there.
He went people over.
Yeah, he used to hate Looper, and I think they're buddies now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe it was Looper. Yeah.
Tim, shut up.
It's hard to stay mad at Looper when you realize he sounds like Ernest playing the lady.
<He's> so awesome.
864-241-4318. One more to go, and then we're going to get into the 9 o'clock hour with some headlines.
This is a serious problem sweeping the upstate, especially Belton area.
Oh, no.
Coronavirus?
No, not yet.
Meth?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know what? I got something to f***ing say finally. I'm tired of my motherfucking dope head neighbors. Dope dealing all hours of motherfucking night. I'm trying to get damn sleep, and all I hear is your motherfucking dope fiends pulling up, revving their engines, beating their damn music systems. I mean, I'm all for loud music, too. But at 4 o'clock in the f***ing morning when I got babies in here asleep, I got to get up and go to f***ing work in the morning, and all I hear is your f***ing dope head friends out there damn making a ruckus out there. I'm f***ing sick of it. This morning I woke up to find a dope head parked in my driveway, in his truck, parked behind my vehicle, asleep, waiting on the motherfucking dope man to wake up. I don't know what to f***ing do anymore, man. I'm f***ing fed up with it. Somebody f***ing help. Give me advice. I'm fed the f*** up. Get your damn dope, pack up your dope head shit, and get the f*** out of here. Thanks, Rise Guys. Y'all the best. Love y'all.
Yeah, I know several people in Belton who've dealt with or are dealing with very similar things.
That's stressful.
And nobody will do anything about
it either.
Nobody will do a thing about it. Nothing. Nothing gets done about any of it. I mean, Belton's like just apparently just lost.
Yeah, they get out pretty quick, right?
Nobody's doing anything about any of it.
What can meth partner with, though? Like, Colorado, they say now because of all the dispensaries that the restaurants there are like crazy, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're really in.
Yeah.
So there's that people getting the munchies and they want to go eat more and all that stuff. When people get on meth, what do they do?
Steal.
Okay. They steal?
They steal tires and copper and bikes and ATVs and cars and trucks and trailers and boats and four-wheelers and campers and motorhomes and pretty much anything that will move.
So we cut their hands off?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to stay up for 8 days?
Yeah.
Not eat? I'm out.
Or maybe, you know, like local dentists should maybe go after those types. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how the community can make money off of this.
Yeah, that's the thing. There isn't a way to make money off it, which is why nobody does anything about it.
Exchange your meth lab for a free set of veneers.
Did you ever see what Adam Carolla said about the homeless people, the explosion of homelessness in Los Angeles?
Mm-mm.
He said there's no way for the government to make any money off of them, so they don't care about it.
That's why the community doesn't care.
Same thing here. There's not really a way to make money off it, so they don't care about it.
You're going to ticket them. They don't have the money to pay it. You're going to put them in jail. All that does is, I mean, my Lord. They don't get the correctional officers don't get paid enough. So what do they end up doing? They're like, what am I going to do? I got to pay my rent and all this stuff. Oh, I know. I'll start taking money to bring in cocaine and cell phones to these people.
Yeah, or they got a gay hook on the side.
I hope that's not a majority of corrections officers, but it's a few.
Well, in Columbia.
I know. It's some.
They bring it down there, and they bring in razor blades and bibles and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Files through kids.
It's a good name for a country song, razor blades and bibles.
Oh, that's like Alan Jackson's. What was Angels and Alcohol?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Bottles and Bibles would be good too, huh?
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. Paige, we come back. We're going to do some Friday headlines. What are you working on in that plex of yours?
Well, we've got They're reviewing evidence in James Brown's death, so we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Some folks think there may be a homicide.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so...
He killed somebody else?
No.
Somebody killed him.
Somebody killed him.
Homicide.
Okay. All right. Ray Charles did it.
Well,
we'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Hey, baby.
Ever since I see your pictures,
so what?
I am in love with you.
Big deal.
Hundreds of women have thrown themselves at my feet.
I don't care.
But I love only you.
That is fine, but I love the rock.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.